All right, here we go. There's Dave Piller.
Morning, Glass.
He is the Jackson Creek Middle School principal and my pal, because remember, that's how you learn to spell principal.
That's right.
Back in school. To discuss principal with us this morning is our good friend and county councilwoman who keeps an eye on everything. It is Marty Hawk. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
We didn't want to have to talk to you this morning, but we are talking to you this morning. And a quick weather update in Ellettsville, is the rain coming down in buckets there as well?
I just have to be truthful. It's raining over here.
That's good, because that'll make your garden look nice, the trees look nice, the grass grow, and everything else.
As long as it doesn't come down that hill too fast, I'll be home.
And we're going to all pitch in and get you a pet beaver so you can make a nice dam there and have yourself a nice little lake, and then you don't have to worry about your house flooding.
That's great.
So that's going to be your birthday present. We will use our own money to buy that. We will not take it from others who is not ours, as we've mentioned throughout the morning. The headline on today's Herald Times: audit sparks investigation of jails books. Just to catch up anybody who's joining us at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock, the State Board of Accounts is conducting an investigation. That sounds like it's ongoing. It is. At the Monroe County Correctional Center, Monroe County Sheriff Brad Swain said Thursday that a 20-year employee of the jail has been terminated from her job as a result of preliminary information. This investigation is not over. Uncovered by the State Board of Accounts review of financial records from 2013. Couple things in there jump out. Another 20-year employee. I think Justin Wyckoff was with the city for 20 years. The other thing that jumps out, this State Board of Accounts review of financial records from 2013 is just getting done now. Marty, fill us in on the details of what we need to know.
Well, you know, when they do the when the State Board of Accounts comes in and they do their review, by the time they're doing it for the year before, and then by the time it's ready to be presented and by the time it finally gets out that we can discuss it in public, it's way past time when anything has actually happened.
Now, a brief interlude on this. The State Board of Accounts, 2013, that's when they're investigating or
they're doing the 2013
audit. Does that audit happen annually, or is that something that's a reason why they're auditing it?
They're supposed to be doing it annually.
Okay, so that is not anything new. So each year there is an audit. This audit has found some impropriety.
Right. And what happened was that the audit was in 2013, but it was not brought to us for the exit conferences, which is what they say, you know, when they tell you you have problems. That's at the exit conference, and that was on December 18th of 2014. I was present at the time, as well as our auditor, county commissioner, county council president, Jeff McKim, Cheryl Munson, as well as our attorneys and so forth. But here's the thing. While we are there, does not mean that they can tell us specifically what happened. They can just say there's lack of internal controls. Well, and it made it very clear that there was only one person looking at it and no internal controls there in the sheriff's office.
Now, I have a couple interesting thoughts popping into my head as I'm listening to this. It sounds like if this is audited annually, if this problem had occurred before then, it would have been caught in a previous audit and was not. Ipso facto, I could say this person just started this. There was policy in place, then it stopped. I'm confused. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Right.
How did this not get caught in a previous audit?
I believe that the state had, because of so much untoward things happening throughout the state, that there was more emphasis in making certain that there were internal controls so that it couldn't just be one person over the money. And let me tell you, it was not just the sheriff's office that they were finding problems with here in Monroe County. And I mean, person from the State Board of Accounts was here for a very, very long time going over all of our books and seeing what was going on. But there were findings throughout county government where there were internal control problems in the treasurer's office, in the auditor's office, in the prosecutor's office. So it was not just one or two places. So it was just a whole new way of saying, look, you're asking for trouble, in my opinion. I mean, this is not what they said, but this is what I gathered from it. You're going to get yourself in trouble if you don't have internal controls so that not just one person is handling money or the flow of dollars or the flow of contracts or any of that.
So the state essentially decided somewhere 2012, 2013, somewhere in there that this is a bad idea, and anybody that's doing this in the levels you just mentioned needs to stop doing it. So up to this point, I can argue that it didn't happen, and one day they just saw the light.
Well,
I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm thinking out loud here.
Well, one would really think that
one would think this would be in place from day one.
Given all of the things that have happened here in county government, between what happened in the auditor's office with the auditor, the former auditor using credit cards, and all of those things that with the HR person who was using the credit card for her own personal benefit, our former HR person. Then you would think anybody, any department head who was over anyone who had any contact with the public's money would be making sure there was more than one person handling something. But this, I've been told many times by different people from State Board of Accounts, really what can happen is it's the person you trust the most, been there forever, and you just think you don't really have to be watching. And I understand this person was there for 20 years.
That's what the newspaper says.
Right. So, and also, Kara Kenny has a column on her for the Channel 6, and her says that an ex-employee of the Monroe County Sheriff's Office is under criminal investigation by the Indiana State Police for possible theft and fraud. So I didn't see that in the Herald Times, that the state police was involved.
Interesting.
So, however, I would certainly, I noticed that nobody's saying the person's name, so then maybe there's some reason why you'd be in trouble for doing so, but I would think that would be information you could get from the human resources director.
Aren't county employees, isn't that public information?
Well, that's, I would think so, but I'm not an attorney.
Okay.
And
so if somebody wants to find out bad enough, they can.
I would certainly think that ought to be information that the human resource director could release, but that's why she gets paid to be that, and I don't. So.
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. She's a county councilwoman. She usually checks in on Wednesday mornings just after 8:05, but we have her coming in this morning because of an audit of the jail's books, for lack of a better term. A 20-year employee of the jail has been terminated from her job as a result of preliminary information uncovered. Well, I don't want to say anybody jumped to conclusions or jumped the gun, but this wasn't a trial. This wasn't a thing that maybe we saw with Justin Wyckoff. I'm not going to ask you to tell me how bad it is, but if this is the tip of the iceberg, what is usually the next step in this? We read in the article here that the State Board of Accounts has been provided a secure office over here, and they're going through things. Is this something that lasts, Marty, a week, 2 months? How long do these audits and investigations take, and what's the next step in it if they keep finding stuff?
Well, yes, I think what they would want to make sure is they have a thorough understanding of exactly what has happened. And, of course, when you get the state police involved in it as well, then, you know, hopefully we'll have a full report. It won't just be the, let's get a special prosecutor and you know, let this thing just slide away in 2 years. So
let me give a quick update to your story. I just found the story you were talking about for Kara Kenny. This is the IndyChannel.com. The Monroe County Prosecutor's Office directed RTV6 to the Indiana State Police, who has not yet responded as to whether a criminal investigation is underway. So they did. The Prosecutor's Office sent them there because the Prosecutor's Office can't look at their own jail people, can they? That seems to be.
Well, when
that would
but,
seem to
but
be.
But if you do, you see the update though on it. There's an update that says that the State Police. That it is under.
Oh, no, I did not see that update. Okay.
Yeah, right, that's what I'm sharing with you.
It Excellent.
Says the Call 6 investigators have also confirmed the State Board of Accounts is going to wait. let me get back up there.
Yeah, take
Monroe
your time.
County, Indiana, an ex-employee of the Monroe County Sheriff's Office is under criminal investigation by Indiana State Police for possible theft and fraud.
Gotcha. So they have, it's an update, but not in the same story. It's another, it's yeah.
Right.
Gotcha. I'm going to post that on our Facebook page, so if anybody wants to read up on it and see what's going on, they can do so. Just search WGCL Radio in the search bar on Facebook, and we'll post that story that Marty's talking about as well, so you can get another perspective on what's happening there. So back to this investigation, sadly. It seemed like, again, oh my gosh, we found this already. How far is this audit? Do you have any idea? The audit of the correction center. So the audit is complete, and now it's in the investigation process. I'm a little confused on how this.
Now, I think that it looks to me like what he's saying, what the Sheriff Swain is saying, is that he's set aside an area for the people from the State Board of Accounts to actually just be there and work through all these books, and he has made certain that employees have been told to assist them when possible, when asked questions, and so they'll be looking, pouring through all of this, and that's what it looks like from the report. You know, it isn't like as if I've been there at the jail to see what's going on, nor would that be my place to do so. But Sheriff Swain is cooperating with this and probably had this on his radar screen from the beginning, since he knew about the State Board of Accounts exit interview back in December before he actually took office. So what transpired between then and now, I do not know. Maybe it was just waiting until this became public knowledge, what that exit interview said. That didn't come out until March. I don't know why the delay in making certain, but maybe it was just the State Board of Accounts went in there and continued to look through the books and then notified the sheriff. That's something he would have to respond to.
And that's going to be when are we going to get some questions asked in that direction and figure out what else is going on. Are you surprised after the Wyckoff thing? Are you surprised after all these other things that these things continue to happen? When does it end? When do we run out of excuses? When do we run out of, it wasn't on my watch, because that's what everybody says. Everybody kicks a can down the street. Hey, I wasn't here. Don't blame me for this. Can somebody fix it?
And that's what happens because the State Board of Accounts is always auditing so far behind. But there's something going on now at the state level. They're tired of this, and they've got investigative people now. I understand there was somebody actually from the investigation from the state police who's now a part of the State Board of Accounts, and they're going to come in and start finding these things quicker so that there could be a bigger turnaround. And I believe there's going to be a bigger push to say, if you've got your hands on the public dollar and you decide to take some of it, there's going to be swift reaction, and it's going to be a whole lot more than just a little pat on the hand, because I think that's where the State Board of Accounts are. So I think they're frustrated in that they find these things and then nothing happens. Nothing happens. There's no...
Except people lying in their pocket. Nothing happens except people getting rich on other people's money.
And it's just wrong. It's just wrong. And you wonder what...
Is this the reason people got into politics, Marty, to work? Because there was a free money handout? There's a cash grab? This has been going on for 50 years, 40 years, 30 years, 20 years?
I sure hope not. It's making me really sad to think about this. But I'm just going to want to make
There's
sure
a
we
story.
All understand. We have a great group of county employees. They have spent, many of them spent their whole life working for county government, and they work hard,
and they're
proud of county government, and these few people who seem to want to just be so disrespectful that they care so little about everyone else and their neighbors and their community and the people they work with, that they'll just go take some money, and that's just wrong.
What is the council's role in making sure... The county council's role in making sure that this can't happen again. Can you require department heads or whatever to walk through every single step to prevent this happening, or do you just have to give a decree, or do you just figure out what happened after the horse is out of the barn and figure out a way to shut the barn door?
this because they're all elected officials. The sheriff is, the auditor is, the treasurer, and of course all of these people will get written up. It wasn't just the sheriff, it was the auditor, it was the treasurer. I mean, we had trouble in the commissioner's office with the handling of the grants, and throughout county government, we were written up this time because of lack of internal controls. That's not something the county council has any control over, because but it is up to the State Board of Accounts to say you have to do these things to have internal controls. Now, if they come to us and say, in order for us to have more than one person looking at those dollars, we don't have the staff to do that. We're going to have additional staff. That's where the council is going to have to come into play to say, is this something that they're going to have more staff, or could there be some other way to make this work?
Well, that's a fair point. And are they understaffed or just the...
It's just the rule. If you had one person that you that somebody else was signing off on and watching to make sure that it wasn't that person who was bringing in the money and also the one depositing money and...
So who was signing off on that
entries?
Person? Who signed? Nobody?
Well, it just...
That's
part of it. You know, our department head's actually taking a role in making sure that there is somebody else doing that along with the person who's working with the money. That's what has to happen. And
The more people you make accountable, the more people are going to cover. They're going to look because they don't want any. They don't know. They don't want to say it. My name's on that.
I used to say that I thought we ought to have a rotating group of council members to go over each claim that came through that was to be paid for with a credit card. That way, people who were turning in those claims would have no idea which group would be looking at the claims and how they were spending money. And we would have a better feeling for what was going on with the credit cards. That didn't fly. I'm just concerned that
what else didn't fly? This system. This system didn't work either.
No, and it's not just going to be Monroe County. We're going to see this.
I'm not worried about the other counties, Marty. That's like saying, hey, wait a second. We've all broke the law here. Let's all get a... No, that's not how it works.
No, you don't get a pass for that.
Yeah,
just because everybody else is being bad guys, we can be a bad guy too. That's not right.
Nope, it's not right, and it's not right with public money, and that's the problem.
And it is time for us to say, we're not going to tolerate this. We find it going on, we will get to the bottom of it, and we're not going to just give a pat on the hand. And I don't know this person personally, but it's just wrong, and I can't think of any reason why anybody could justify taking public dollars.
Nope, and I agree with you, and hopefully this investigation is pretty cut and dry, and hopefully the prosecutors involved in it, after their findings are found, can send a message. And if the message is sent loud and clear, hopefully it ends, but greed and hubris never ends. Marty, it continues on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. As long as you have humans involved, you have to put these measures in place to make it stop, and hopefully the cookie jar's got a bigger padlock on it this morning.
Well, and I remember how many times have I heard you say nobody cares. In your frustration, nobody cares. Well, I think it is time for us to care. I think it is time for the people of this county to care.
We're a wonderful reactionary. We like to get mad. Eventually, the pot boils over. At some point, I don't know what that means. Get mad to do what? I don't think a lot of people understand it, and I think that's the problem. This will go away in a couple weeks, and you know what? Who cares? He stole concrete. Good for him. He was overworked and underpaid. That's the public sentiment right now.
But we also have to remember, just because someone's being investigated
does not mean that
they have been found to be guilty.
Well, they got fired from their job, so I'm just connecting the dots there on my own.
Right. I'm right.
We didn't wait for the results of the investigation. The preliminary investigation says Brad Swain said, hey, you're fired. So I'm going on, again, without facts, right, but I can connect the dots. I can do that. You can't.
I cannot.
Will you join us Wednesday for your normal visit?
I will.